He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. Coach Gary Kubiak delivered his last post-game press conference on Monday. He talks about the evaluation period that he has started. He also talks about his priorities for the offseason.
So what have you been doing today?
Checking out players, John. 6 o'clock. So take a break from that. Visit with you guys. Visit with Bob here this evening.
You may decide what changes to do.
No, like I said, I'm following the same procedure I follow after every season. Like I said, deal with players first, and then we'll evaluate some players here over the course of the next 24 hours. Meet with Bob, talk about our season. Big meeting here with him and Cal, so we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm timed for that.
No. We'll take our time here with our evaluation process. Make sure we do it the right way. And like I said, first things first, getting these guys out of here today.
You guys were a lot healthier this year than last year. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bastien and Dan Riley, did they fit in that evaluating?
We evaluate everybody, John. I mean, Rick and I and Bob, like I said, we have to evaluate everybody in the organization as we move forward.
What do you tell a guy like Dante when you met with him today?
Well, I told him I want him back on our football team. I think the world of him as a player, I understand the business, I understand the world that he's entering as far as free agency goes and those type of things. That's Rick's side of the business, so to speak. But I think the world of Dante. I know we're a better football team when he's played for us, but I also understand there's a lot of work to be done to get that done. So, I had a good visit with him, had a good visit with every player, and so we'll see what happens.
Gary, how did you find the attitude of the players as opposed to a year ago?
Well, it was very good. I mean, to end on a good note, which we did last year also, but, they're very upbeat today and very positive. Just come in and talk about what I try to do is talk to each one about, what I think, how their season went, where they were, ask their opinion, what they thought. Try to talk to them about the future and what I expect from them as we move forward. And, just leave them on that note, and then I usually get back with them here in the next month and revisit with each and every one of them. But, it was good. It was good to visit with all of them, and like I said, we finished up about an hour ago, so it was all very positive.
Gary, in terms of in terms of improving your team going forward, have you made a determination what you think your priority is going to be this offseason?
I don't think so yet. I mean, we'll sit down at the end of tomorrow, and I've got coaches doing evaluations on players right now. What I'm doing right now is going back and looking at our season from a standpoint offensively, defensively, special teams. How do we compare to what we've done in the past? How did we progress through the last 3 years? Where are we at right now as compared to where we were last year at this time or 2 years ago at this time? So, those are things I look at, but I've got coaches individually looking at players right now, swapping both sides of the ball. Did I answer your question?
Last year at this, you said your two priorities were improve the run and reduce the turnovers. You improved the run, but is the run where you want it to be?
Well, we obviously made a great deal of improvement, John. I think to be a champion, it's got to get better. There's no doubt about that. But we ran the ball much better this year than we have in the past. We were simpler this year. We were better at what we were doing. I think we're probably more committed to exactly what we were doing. And then we found a great young kid. So, and we had 5 linemen that played every snap. So we're very consistent from that standpoint. So that's how we got better. But I think there's another step we can take.
Is Alex coming back?
Well, that's another guy I got to deal with here. So his contract, I think, is up in the middle of February. He needs a break. He needs to go home and get some sleep. And so we'll let him do that, and we'll deal with that here in the next month.
The other coach said he had a good time and he had fun. You said you were hoping he would have a good time. You want him back, right?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, what he meant to our coaching staff, to me personally, to all of us, to Kyle, as a first-year coordinator, was exceptional with not only the offensive line but the whole football team. It brings a lot of energy to what you're doing. And, at this stage in Alex's career, it really is about him enjoying what he's doing, enjoying where he's doing it. And I think he did have a good time. I hate to speak for him, but I think he enjoyed this season. The passion was there, but he, like everybody else, you know, just need to regroup right now, and then we'll see what happens.
What about Ray? Ray came in, he didn't get anything, gave him all he wanted.
Yeah.
You think he'll be back?
I'm expecting Ray to come back and help our football team, and you know, in some capacity. I think he definitely helped us. I know he helped me as we move forward throughout the season. Many things I bounce off of him. On a week-to-week basis, I think a lot of Ray Rhodes, and like I said, I expect him to be here helping us again.
You mentioned Pollock yesterday. Has anybody asked for permission to speak to any of your other
No,
coaches
I haven't. No, have not been down that road yet. So.
You worried about it?
Well, every year those things happen. I don't worry about stuff like that, John. I mean, if there are guys that are getting opportunities that they think are better than the ones they have here, I'm all for those guys getting, you know, chances to move up in the business. I got my opportunities. Mike helped me. I'll help any coach we got if he thinks it's a better opportunity for him than the one he's got here.
Gary, over here, you worked your way up the ladder as a coach, so you know what it's like to be an assistant. How hard is that for you every year and at this time of the year when you have to evaluate their jobs and whether you're going to keep them or not? How tough is that for you as a head coach?
Well, I mean, it's part of the job. It's a different phase for me, you know, being a head coach, having to evaluate everybody. Normally, I'm a coordinator evaluating the guys on the offensive side of the ball and the coaches that I work with. And here I am having to evaluate, you know, both sides of the ball, special teams and everything. So it is different for me from that standpoint. But, it's part of our job, part of our business. There's tough decisions to make. And, like I said, I've got to get through this period and do a good job of my evaluations and do what's best for our football team as we move forward.
Coach, last six games played, most of the games you played really well defensively, but finishes 22nd overall.
Yeah.
How do you look at it? You're trending well, but overall not all that great.
Well, I don't worry about numbers as much. Where you finished offensively, defensively, were we third in offense? I think, like you said, we're 22nd in defense. I haven't even seen the final stats come through my desk yet today. But sometimes you can make improvement, and those numbers may not improve. You cannot improve, and those numbers may improve as far as where you ranked last year. You know, sometimes it just all depends how the league's going that year and the certain categories and certain things that are going on. I try to look at each situation, see how we did this year. I try to compare to how we were doing last year as a football team throughout the season and how we function in those areas of the game, either whether it's against the run, the pass, or running the ball or throwing the ball. So it's an ongoing process. I do it every 4 weeks throughout the season. It's not like I wait till the end of the season to do it. It's something that I keep up with on a monthly basis. So I've just got to compile all that information and see where we go from here.
So in your mind, you won five of your last six games. How do you categorize why you played better football or had better results?
Well, I thought we got more consistent on the defensive side of the ball. We quit turning the ball over. That was a big key for our football team. So we won turnover battles. We got a few breaks along the way, but I just think overall we're just more consistent as a football team.
Richard Smith's future?
Like I said, I'm in an evaluation period right now, Matt. We'll see. I'm dealing with players today. I deal with Mr. McNair, and I will have a nice visit here this evening, and then we'll get into the coaching phase sometime tomorrow.
Did the so much? It seemed like there was a lot of confusion or whatever was going on with the secondary there for part of the season, but they just seemed to come together.
We had a lot of change. If you look at our season overall, one thing you'll see on offense is you're going to see a group of guys that stayed on the field the whole time. Our offensive line, as I just said, played the whole season. Our two tight ends played the whole season. Our backs, Slayton 15 weeks, Fonta every game. Our two receivers every game. That didn't happen very much. I mean, we stayed on the field. Defensively, we did have a lot of changes. So we did not have Dante for half the season. We changed the safety midway through the season. We had issues up front. We lost to Moby. Linebacker, we lose Zach Dials for half the season. So there are many things that went on defense that we lacked some continuity in what we were doing, so that made it more difficult from that standpoint.
D'Amico was for the first time today, he really talked about, he'd been hurting for much of the season.
I had a good visit with him today, and I probably talked longer than anybody as far as, time with each player. You're right. I mean, he was beat up early in the season. Thought he got much better. He played extremely well the last half of the season, but You know, that kid's played a lot of football, and he's not the only one. I could sit here, OD and Mario. You know, you look at those guys since they've walked in the door here. They've been on the field every snap, and that's a great deal of football. But that's also why, to me, we're making progress, because those guys have to become great players for us to become a great football team. So he's a real pro. He never says a word. He just kept working. But obviously he was himself the back half of the season.
You finish your player evaluations, then the coaches, and you close the book on 08. When do you begin working on 09, and what's the first step of the process?
Well, the first thing we do after I give these guys a break, we'll come back and do cut-ups, and that just goes back into another evaluation period. That's more scheme-oriented. You know, this is what we're doing offensively. What can we do to get better? This is what we did defensively. What can we do to get better? So we get more scheme-oriented before we, move on to the next step, which is usually Indianapolis when we go to the combine.
Finish 8-8 again, but you said you're making progress. Do you think you're a better football team right now?
Well, yeah, I said that yesterday. No doubt in my mind, we're a better football team this year than we were last year, but we have the same record, and it is about your record. You know, it's about finding ways to win 10, 11 games in this league so you get to play some more. So, you know, from that standpoint, we're the same. But, we did make improvement in a lot of areas. I think we got better with some players on our football team. Without mentioning each spot, I think we definitely improved our roster from that standpoint. But the final result is still the key, so it's something we got to get better at.
Are you a better coach this year than you were last year? And if so, do you expect to be better next season?
I feel better. I don't know if that... If that means I'm telling you I'm a better coach, I feel a lot more comfortable in year three than I did in two. And so hopefully I feel even better next year. But it's a process, John, and I mean, I don't know if you ever get it figured out, but I'm much more comfortable now with what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis than I was in the past.
You go into the off season on a streak on your challenges.
You ain't going to let that one die, are you?
Obviously.
One for one right now, John.
Turnovers are such a big deal, and you mentioned that was one thing over the final 6 weeks you did a lot better job of. Now, when you evaluate why, how much of that do you feel like is on the coaches doing a better job, or is it simply on the scheme? And obviously, Matt, how does his role
I think it's a combination of everything, but I'm going to start with quarterbacks, and I'm not pointing the finger there or putting all the blame there, but that's how hard I coach them, guys. My meeting today with Matt kind of revolved around that a great deal. I think he's turning into a fine, fine player. But he ended up ranked in the AFC third or fourth. I mean, his numbers, had he played the whole season, I think he would have been right in the mix of being a Pro Bowl player. I think that's what he's capable of. But for him to get that, take that next step, and for our team to take that next step, that turnover margin at that position for this team has got to go down.
Why were you so much better in the red zone yesterday?
Kyle called some good plays. He called very, very good plays down there. He called a great game yesterday. You didn't know that, did you?
No, it didn't usually. It's you that gets the blame. So
Kyle called the game yesterday. He did a hell of a job.
He called
his first NFL game, and he called a great game.
Why did you do that?
I thought it was time. I walked in the office Friday, and I told him he was calling the game, and he did a hell of a job.
You expect Sage to still be here and be your backup. You want to keep him. Obviously, he's under contract.
Yeah, Sage has, a year left on his contract. And, I told him today, I said, you and I have got a lot to talk about. And usually when he and I get together, we spend a lot of time in the office. So the line was long. So I told him to take a break. He's going to take a little break with his family. When he comes back, we'll visit more. But there's a place on this football team for Sage. He can do a great job for us. And, like I said, I expect him to come back and do that.
Gary, do you plan to have Kyle call more games?
I think it's about me getting comfortable. And, I think it's a process. I know I went through it with his dad. And I just got more and more comfortable throughout the season. As I told y'all, he called a lot of plays throughout the season. I was very comfortable with him doing those type of things. But I just really yesterday, and I thought about this Friday, and I said, I want him to do this. I want him to know he's fixing to do it, and I let him know Friday. And I know I felt very good about the job he did and the way he went about his business. And, that's a comforting feeling for me as we move forward.
Were you looking for just a different approach or just a fresh?
A different approach? You don't like my approach?
Well,
or
no,
what?
You know what I mean. Fresh voice, if you will. Somebody else calling the plays.
No, I think it's great when you've got, a lot of input, or when you got a lot of guys working toward putting something together. I mean, You know, I think when you've got a good staff, which I think we definitely do. I mean, when these guys are all putting their heads together on how we should go about attacking somebody offensively or defensively, and then we all settle on something and we're all involved in it, I think that's very, very important. And when we put together game plans, Cal and I, and, Cal learning how to understand what Alex wants out of a run game plan, how Alex wants you to call the game running the ball, how I'd like you to call the game throwing the ball, how we're going to approach these situations. That was a development for him throughout this season, and I saw very quick development. And like I said yesterday, let me know where he's at, and it's pretty impressive. No, I didn't turn it off.
Now that you've said that, some college will hire him.
Huh?
Now that you've said that, a college will hire him.
Well.
His dad said that you eventually would do like him and realize the job was so big you had to delegate things, and he specifically said to play caller like he did with you. But why this week? When did you get it?
I don't know why, John. It's just a gut feeling that I had as we prepared. And like I said, understand this. He called a great deal of plays throughout the season. Don't think that he didn't. He called a great, great many plays. And I felt comfortable with him in many games where I would say, go ahead, take it. And I just, why I did it yesterday, I don't know. Just my gut. I wanted him to do it. We struggled early in the game. He kept battling. He got him going and played extremely well before the day was over.
Well, you improved in all the offensive areas, but obviously you regressed.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
You improved in all your offensive areas, but you regressed in some defense. What do you believe you need? Is it start up front with another more fast rusher?
Well, John, I've got to look at the big picture. Just need to sit here right now and say it's about bringing in another end or linebacker or deep. I don't think that'd be fair. I've got to look at the big picture and come up with that conclusion here over the course of the next couple of months.
All you Texans, get up and scream.